This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi spoke to Andhra Pradesh Chief Minister N. Chandrababu Naidu and Telangana Chief Minister A. Revanth Reddy and inquired about the situation in the two states in the wake of heavy rains and floods. Mr. Modi assured them all possible assistance from the centre to overcome the challenge. President Draupadi Murmu has said that reducing pendency of cases is a big challenge facing the judiciary. Addressing the two-day national conference of district judiciary at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi last evening, the president said all stakeholders should come together and find solutions to address the backlog of cases. She stressed the need to ponder upon the serious issue of cases remaining pending for as long as over 32 years. The president also unveiled the flag and insignia of the Supreme Court on the occasion. Addressing the conference, Chief Justice of India D.Y. Chandrachur said, the Committee on Reducing Arrears of Cases has laid out an action plan for reducing case pendency through case management. BJP is set to start its membership drive from today. The drive will be launched with Prime Minister Narendra Modi getting the certificate for the renewal of his membership from BJP President Jagat Prakash Nadda. All existing members will need to renew their membership. According to BJP's constitution, membership drives are conducted afresh every 5 to 6 years. The drive will be held in phases from today till 10th November. The first phase of this membership drive will conclude on the 25th of September. Individuals can sign up through a missed call or on the party's website or other digital platforms. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has condoled the passing away of senior journalist and writer Umesh Upadhyay. The Prime Minister posted on the social media platform that the demise of senior journalist is an irreplaceable loss for the world of journalism. Mr. Modi expressed condolences to his family in this hour of grief. The Union Home Ministry has constituted an Interministerial Central Team, IMCT, led by the Executive Director of the National Institute of Disaster Management, to assess damages caused by rainfall and floods in Gujarat. The Goods and Services Tax GST collection stood at Rs. 1.75 lakh crore in the month of August, reflecting a 10% increase compared to Rs. 1.59 lakh crore in the same month last year. As per the government data released yesterday, the central government collected 30,862 crore rupees, while the states collected 38,411 crore rupees before adjusting for refunds. The collection of integrated GST, IGST on imports and interstate sales was at 93,621 crore rupees. In Bangladesh, the High Court yesterday rejected the writ petition that sought ban on Awami League and cancellation of its registration for its alleged involvement in the killing of students and general people during the student-led mass upsurge. The petition had also sought a minimum 3-year term for the interim government to implement necessary reforms. In West Asia, UN agencies in Gaza launched an ambitious campaign to vaccinate 6,40,000 children against polio. The campaign relies on a series of localized pauses in fighting between Israeli forces and Hamas fighters. The vaccination campaign began yesterday in areas of central Gaza and will move to other areas in coming days. During this campaign, war will pause for at least 8 hours on 3 consecutive days. The World Health Organization said at least 90% of children under 10 must be immunized in a short time frame. On the fourth day of the 2024 Paralympics, the Indian contingent continued to perform well. In athletics, Indian athlete Nishad Kumar won a silver medal with an effort of 2.04 meter in men's high jump T47 event. This podium finish took India's total medal count to 7, including 1 gold, 2 silver, and 4 bronze medals. Meanwhile, Preeti Pal clinched her 2nd bronze medal of the Paris Paralympics by finishing 3rd in the women's 200 meter T35 event. Preeti earlier won the bronze medal in the women's 100-meter T35 event. In women's badminton, para shuttler Tulasimathi Murugesan beat compatriot Manisha Ramdas in straight games to book her place in the final of women's singles SU5 event. And that is the end of this news bulletin.